We're doing the Rambam, Igeret Teman, the Yemenite Epistle, and we had begun discussing the triad, the belief that was prevalent at the time with regard to the zodiac, and we had discussed how they had divided the different constellations of the zodiac into four sets of three. And the one who's writing, who had written to the Rambam, who had questioned the Rambam, to whom the Rambam is writing this letter, had indicated that he held that there was validity to this belief. And the Rambam had told him that we find the wisest people, be it King Solomon, Avraham Avinu, we find the wisest people, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all these people who attained great heights philosophically, intellectually, all of them were under the constellations of Earth. And according to the belief, according to this belief in the triad of the zodiac, so then they should have been with a lesser IQ. And the Rambam had told him that the reason why we find ourselves, the Rambam says, that our generation has less wisdom is because that's the way God made the world, that each generation has less of an understanding of the Torah. And this is this is the way it is throughout the world, and it has nothing to do with their specific location and the stars they are under. Now the Rambam says, the Rambam is going to explain. Ashit Kaptusha. Let's think of the planets for a second. The planets that are closer to us, we view them as revolving, as moving quicker. Those that are more distant move slower. All the planets move from east to west in the sky, and that is because we're moving from west to east in our revolvement as the Earth rotates. Now, a few things are happening on any given day. The Earth is rotating, so the stars look like they're moving. The stars are moving, and the Earth is also doing its path around the sun. So if you see a star, let's say at 9 o'clock at night, up there, so tomorrow night, there are two things that happen. A, the star moved, and we've moved. And now you have to come full circle a year to get back to where you were, right, with relation to the sun. And the question is, when will that star be where it was with relation to where we are? So these two factors cause that when we see a star, even though we might see it in a similar place in the sky, it won't be in the exact same place. And the Rambam is saying that with regard to these configurations, to get back to the situation where these stars that are relevant to us will be in line with the zodiac as they were before, takes for them to be exactly where they were, will take 960 years. That's the math that Rambam did here. So now if we're going to work things backwards, we want to figure out how the stars were in history. So if you work backwards, you'll see that the way it works out is that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were born under the constellation during a period where the constellations that ruled were the ones that these people attribute to the source of Earth. And King David and King Solomon as well. I've only explained this to you so that you remove from your heart these thoughts, so you won't think that this triad has any power or any validity. Yeah?
But doesn't this also have some kind of influence?
So wait, we'll see what influence it does have, says Rambam. Uchmochen amarta, you also thought, people were able to figure out that all the seven stars, all the seven planets, are going to get together and be under one zodiac. The Devar Zeh Eino Omed, says the Rambam, that's not true. The Rambam says it's never going to happen. That all 12 planets are going to be seen in under one zodiac. He said, whoever told you that isn't a good astronomer. He wasn't able to figure out mathematically correct. Like you said, that he thought from the astronomy that he knew that there would be a flood, a deluge of earth and sand, of air and earth. And you saw it didn't happen. So you see, this man doesn't understand astronomy well enough. So, but what you should know, says the Rambam, all these things that people try to figure out the future by looking into the stars, they're all lies. And don't think that they can prove what they're saying is right because they show it written in a book. Sham chazev, because a liar, kmo shum chazev bilshono, kach hum chazev bekul musu. A liar, just like he lies with his mouth, he lies with his pen. And that's not precluded. And this is a very important line that the Rambam says. People have a tendency, says the Rambam, that ksilim ba'arim, the fools, hem sheyasu tzlam l'raya amitit hadavar b'yoto katuv. They think that something's proven to be true if you show it to them written. Very often people say, you don't believe me? I'll show you. It says so. It says so on the paper. It's a lie. I once had a story that was reported in the paper, and I didn't want it to be reported. And it wasn't something bad. It was something good. But I didn't want to... It was a complicated halacha question, which I was involved with, and I didn't think the newspaper would quote it correctly, and I was scared people would come out with their own conclusions. So I didn't agree to be interviewed. The newspaper called and chased after me. I said, no, I'm not willing to be interviewed. So they said, but it's a positive thing. We just want to say it. I said, no, I understand. It's a positive thing. I don't want it. I consulted with rabbis, and they told me, don't. You'll never hear the end of it, and you can rest assured that it won't come out accurately. So what did the newspaper do? They interviewed all kinds of other people around the story and printed the story and didn't tell me about it. A relative of mine calls me up after Shabbos and says, you know you were written up in the newspaper. She said, no. He brings me the article, and my wife and I read it. I'd say at least 40% was false. Completely false. They made up 40% of the details were completely false. So it just showed me how when I have a story that I was there, I know the story. No one knows it like me. They were writing about me. So I know the story. And then I read it in the paper and 40% is false. So when we read other stories in the paper, we also have to wonder how much of it is false. So that's a newspaper. But in books, it's the same thing, says the Rambam. If someone's a liar, so he'll lie with his pen like he lies with his mouth. And people shouldn't think just because it's written that makes it true. That's the way the fools behave. What was the story? That the same token, the Rambam lied. What was the story? By the same token that I didn't want to publicize it in the paper, I don't want to publicize it here. It involves a halachic question which can both save people's lives. In our case, we merited to be able to save three people's lives by doing something. And at the same time, it risks taking people's lives if it's done incorrectly. And that's why I didn't want to get involved in publishing it. So that's why I also don't want to go into the details here, because certain halachas, if you don't understand them correctly, then taken the wrong way, they can have very severe repercussions. The Rambam says that's not how you prove that something's right. Just because you say it's written, that's no proof. That's not how we're convinced whether something's right or wrong. The Rambam says you should know that just like a person who's blind, when he wants to figure out how to go, so he leans on someone that can see. The blind person knows, I can't see. So he relies on the one who can see to guide him what's the right way to go. And just like a person who's ill, when he wants to get better, he doesn't know medicine, but he wants to get better. So how does he get saved? When he listens to the advice of the doctor who guides him. He doesn't know which things will cause death and which things will heal. He doesn't know which things will save him. So he listens to the advice of the doctor, everything the doctor tells him. So just like when we have a situation where we know it's not our expertise, so we go to the experts and we listen to them. By the same token, it is fitting for the masses to give over their staff, so to speak, what they lean on, al haneviim ba'alei ha'inaim ha'amitiim, So the prophets who can really see what the true answers are. V'day lahem, v'ma she'ilabdu lahem. It should be enough for them that which the prophets teach them. She'asvara ha'plonit emet. If a prophet tells us, you should know, this is the correct philosophy, so then we know that's the correct philosophy. Most people, if they're going to try to figure out what's correct philosophically, they won't get it. They're not smart enough to get it on their own. So they just like they're not going to try to figure out what the correct medicine is on their own, they also shouldn't try to figure out the correct philosophies. They should go by what the prophets taught us. And they should listen when the prophets say, and the other philosophy is just not true. And after the prophets are no longer with us, so then who do we listen to? The wise men, the wise men who spend day and night chasing and researching what are the correct ways of thinking, so that they know which is true and which is false. And this is something which is very important. The Torah is something that God gave all of us. And very often we feel so attached to the Torah that we feel like we're owners of the Torah. I understand. And we have to know that as much as we're attached to the Torah, we don't always know the correct answer. People sometimes say, well, this can't be. I remember when I started learning, so I once asked a guy who knew a lot more than me in the yeshiva, I said, if I'm driving home and I want to eat a bag of cashews as I'm driving, I can't check the cashews as I'm driving. So how do I eat the cashews while I'm driving? So he said, you don't, or you check them beforehand. So I said, no, I can't. I'm buying them along the way. So he said, then you can't eat the cashews. So I said, what do you mean you can't eat the cashews? Of course you can eat the cashews. How? Okay, I was new to all this. I came in with the perspective, of course you can, just tell me how. And we can't approach the Torah that way. One of the things when it comes to approaching the Torah is we have to be open to the fact that maybe things are not the way we think they are. People will sometimes come to me and start arguing with me about different halachas. And I feel like asking them, wait a second, if I were a plumber, would you come and argue with me about how to fix your toilet? You'd say, no, I don't know how to fix toilets, you fix it. If I were a doctor, would you start arguing with me about the medication? No. So if you've learned for 10, 15 years, let's talk. But if you're fresh, you just started, so why are you arguing with me? You wouldn't do it about any other subject that you're not learning about. And the answer is because Hashem made it such that each of us feels connected to the Torah. And we feel we have a right to express an opinion on the Torah. But by the same token that that's a blessing, that we feel connected, we have to know to limit that. So the Rambam is saying when we approach the different beliefs of the Torah, the philosophies of the Torah, we have to know that the sages spent a lot of time trying to figure out what are the correct philosophies. And we have to know that we can't attain it because we're not spending that time. And so, just like we rely on the doctor to tell us what's the correct medication, so too we should rely on the sages to tell us what are the correct philosophies. And this is very, very important, what the Rambam just introduced. This is something that people err in, unfortunately, very often. People feel like, what's the difference if I believe in this or that? It's a big difference. It could be a difference in night and day. People are risking their lives based upon beliefs. When people tell me they're going to go live in a place that's very dangerous, so they say, I'm saving Eretz Yisrael. I say, great. But did you ask your rabbi? I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying before you decide, based upon a philosophical call, that this is what's right to do, and you're changing your life, you're risking your life, your wife's life, your children's life, why don't you ask a rabbi what's right? Now, I'm not saying a person shouldn't go. I'm just saying the question has to be asked. A person can't take on his own shoulders to decide on questions that carry such weight. People decide where they're going to send their children to be educated. When my wife and I had to decide where we're sending our son, to Gan. So here in Israel, once you send the kid to Gan, his fate is sealed pretty much till the grave. It sounds funny, but that's the way it works. If you send him to this gun, so then only this school will accept him. And if you send him to another gun, then only the other school will accept him. Things are very, very, very defined here. The one rabbi told me, he said, you should know, when you decide which gun you're sending him to, you're also deciding which burial plot he'll be buried in. You're deciding his course for life. So you're deciding which school, which high school, and what shidduchim is going to be offered, and what his options are for life, which is scary and sounds unreasonable, but that's the way the system works here, to a great extent. I went and consulted with people. I was spending weeks going from rabbi to rabbi, trying to understand what's going on here. I used to have my rabbi, Rav Halberstam Zatzal. He passed away, and I haven't yet found someone else to take his place. So I was researching, and I went to people who have more experience, people who themselves have researched and who know. The Rambam is saying, when we approach something and we don't know, we have to know we don't know, and ask people who do know. Macharak demazot, says the Rambam, and after this introduction, da, I want you to know, shekol ma shetim shma o shetim tza katuv, me'elu advarim v'chadum elayim, anything you find or you hear written, you hear or you find written things like this, hem kulam dvarim shein v'em emet, it's all lies. So if you want to know what the Rambam feels about tarot cards, lies. Astrologies, lies. Go to someone, tell you your future, lies. The Rambam just told us anything like this you should know is a lie.
So
and I have to tell you, I was as a kid, I was a magician. So part of the things I learned as a magician, I used to do magic shows, was also how to be a fortune teller. Like the books they I once bought out an old magician's library, and he had a bunch of books on how to tell people's fortune, and it's all baloney. A lot of psychology, a lot of knowing how to work with people's feelings. A lot of knowing how to understand what people are thinking and feeling, and how to get people to reveal who they are, and how to judge people based upon seeing them only 2 seconds. But nothing to do with knowing the future. One of the tricks is to notice, say, things that can be understood in multiple ways. So if you speak that way, then you're very often right. I see something ominous in your future. I think there's going to be something that you won't be very happy about. And I think you have to think clearly if maybe there was something you left unclosed. I think there's something in your past which is still haunting you. I mean, there are ways of talking which...
There's always something causing to everybody.
There's always?
There's always something causing in the past to everybody.
That's what I'm saying. The Rambam's telling us, you approach these things, I want you to know, they're all lies.
There's a wise man in before that's it's a Jewish, look at the stats, but of course, it's all Hashem.
Wait, we'll get it. The Rambam's going to talk about it. Wait. Aval ha'omer otam, and you should know whoever says these things, ksil, is a fool, or leitzan me'atel, or a joker, or mi shemitkeven nistor ha'torah v'laros chomoteh, or someone who wants to destroy the Torah, break down its walls. Don't you see their brazenness when they say Mabul me'avir u'mabul me'afal? There's going to be a flood of air, a flood of earth. They could also say there's going to be a flood of fire. V'chol ze, and all this, eino ela nikul u'fitui. It's just ways of trying to fool people and trying to entice people. Lehat'a'at amana, in order to cause people to err in their beliefs.
Get angry, it's a bonus hour. I read this morning that if you something really like something about Lashon Hara, or no, if you pass off an act of chesed, it's also considered a bonus hour. This isn't a Chometz Chaim book, but some things that like I'm not working on, I'm not doing this, but anyway, like if you don't follow exactly like your idol worshiping, like. I feel like it's passed on like that a lot. Do you know what I mean a little bit? At all?
I think I understand what you're saying.
Are these also examples in like today's world? Because for the future is against Torah and is trying to destroy it.
The Rambam's going to explain why. That's the next sentence.
Okay, should I wait till you ask?
Let's finish the paragraph and then let's see.
There is something that Hashem does in the stars.
We'll get there. Right. The Rambam's going to talk about it. So the Rambam's saying when people come and tell us there's going to be a flood of earth or a flood of air, and they say the stars are going to cause all this to happen, and we can predict it based upon the stars, what they're really trying to do is cause us to err in our faith, and they're trying to make us believe shamabul lo haya ela mikibutz ha'mayim, that the flood was a cause of the fact that the stars that govern the water gathered. Vishalova met dayana emet, and that the flood didn't come from God who judges righteously, valder chonish liyoshvei haaretz al rov chatatam, and that it was a punishment for the dwellers of the land for their multitude of sins. They try to cause us to believe that, yeah, there are floods every so often, so just like there could be a flood of fire, or a flood of earth, or a flood of air, so there was a flood of water, all governed by the stars. כמו שבאר לנו בספרו הישר, המציל אותנו מן הטעות. And in the Torah, we were explained that the flood was brought because Hashem was upset at mankind. Mankind was behaving in a horrendous fashion, and therefore God decided to punish mankind and bring a tremendous flood. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this to rescue us from these mistakes. והטענה הזאת לפי סברתם, and according to this claim, the way they believe, לא נהפכה סדום ובנותיה על כופרם ומעלם. Sodom and Amorah, the Sodomites, weren't overturned because of their being heretics and rebelling against God. כמו שבאר הכתוב, as the verse clearly states, הקצעקתה הבאה אליי עשו קלה. God says, I will check out if the sound is the way I'm hearing it, so then I'm going to wipe them out. So God says it was a punishment, and they're trying to indicate it was all governed by the stars. וכן כל פועל הבא מאת הבורא יתברך בעולם, and so to everything that God does in the world, הוא אצלם דבר מחויב מן הקיבוצים של כוכבים. They want to say it's something that has to be this way because of the stars. אלה הן ההקדמות של צוניים להקדים להרוס בין יסודי הדת. These are their introductions. These are the precepts they want us to adopt. And their ultimate goal is to destroy the foundations of the religion. ונעשו הפקר ליד תאוותם ותשוקת נפשם הבעמית כמו הבהמות ובנות היענה. And they became free for them beside their yearnings and their physical tendencies that they want to be like the animals to do whatever they want. So this is a theme that's recurring in the Rambam, that one of the main reasons that people try to leave the Torah and try to find all kinds of logical or philosophical claims against the Torah is because they want to do what they want. They're enticed. They're enticed to have illicit relationships. And the attraction to the opposite gender is what drives a person to want to remove the yoke of the Torah. The thing, one of the things, if not the thing, that is most difficult for a person is to suppress his inner drive, and the Torah does that for a person. The Torah says, you cannot do whatever you want, whenever you want, with whomever you want. And a person doesn't want that. So a person will look for all kinds of reasons why he doesn't accept the Torah, because in not accepting the Torah, he could do whatever he wants. If I accept the Torah, if the Torah is truth, then I can't do what I want. The Torah limits me. The Torah guides me.
But you can do whatever in the Torah. You can do.
But everyone wants to do more than the Torah allows. That's why the Torah has to tell us to limit it.
Within the Torah, you can do anything.
Can't do anything.
Whatever is permitted and not permitted.
Okay, so everyone wants to do what's not permitted. Sometimes because they want to naturally, and sometimes just because it's not permitted. No, that's why God created us.
Okay. But then saying like Hashem created the stars, so I think shouldn't we at least see the signs in a lunar?
Wait. We'll get there. Yeah.
Bringing it back to this question, then it says that their intent is to keep Jews where you can use. Now, what we're talking about, the people that look at the stars, we're not talking about some crazy woman in the hoopsard sitting in a tent being like, I know what's going to happen in the future. Because I really believe that she is crazy and she thinks truly in her mind. I don't think her intention is to say, I'm going to destroy Judaism by looking into the future.
Okay.
So, do you disagree?
I think the answer to that is complex. The Rambam's dealing with people who are coming in the Jewish locale, and they're making these claims. What would the Rambam say about someone out in the Far East who's saying that?
That's Jewish people that are making claims like this?
I don't know if it's about Jewish people who are making claims like this, or people who are making these claims to the Jewish people.
Okay.
But it's hitting the Jewish people. I'm not sure who's the one that's making the claims to them.
Actually, there are like false all this tarot thing in Brooklyn, where and many of the Russian-speaking Jews that the old babushkas and dedushkas, they do that.
Yeah. Vishvila, they don't.
Right, and there is tons of it, and it's even the missionaries, and the next to the missionaries you see will fortune teller. It's true.
ובשביל הדעות האלו,
Ukrainian
now it's in the newspaper advertisements with this I'm magic, I heal from you from all illness. From India, from Serbia, Moldova.
She opens her crystal ball and divines the future. I mean, it's stupid. But in reality, we can go to the to like one of the Kabbalists and see what's happening in the sky.
Okay.
Hashem created the stars, and you know it would be very interesting to read some of this.
ובשביל הדעות האלו הזהירנו הבורא יתברך בתורה ואמר, and because of these beliefs, God warned us in the Torah and told us, שביותכם מכעיסים, when you do things that anger me, God says, יבוא עליכם פורענויות. God says he will bring bad things, עקב חטאתכם, as a result of the sins. אם תחשבו שאינן באות עליכם, אלא דרך מקרה, and if you think that when bad things happen, they're just happening by coincidence. V'she'en sibat ha-puranut rov na'otzotechem. And you'll think that the cause of the bad things that are happening is not the multitude of things that we do that are rebellious against God. So God says, if that's what's going to happen, gam ani osif alechem min ha-mikreahu, then I'll add more things that you consider coincidences. I'll give you more coincidences. And I'll double them upon you. That's what God says in his rebuke. And if you treat me as a coincidence, when I send a message and the Torah keeps warning us of this, that God does punish. And if one does not recognize that when something's happening to him, it's a punishment, so God says, I will treat you with the anger of coincidence. Vekeri wa davar sheba shelo b'chavana. Keri, coincidence, is something that happens without intent. Vehu omer, and what God is saying, im tesimun puranut derech mikre, if you treat bad things that happen as though they're coincidence, ani osif alechem min ha-mikre ahu sheva al chatotechem. I'll add 7 times for your sins. So that's the Rambam's explained to us that we cannot go with the belief that the stars are what define what happens. That isn't the Jewish belief. One is supposed to look back at the sages and learn from them what are the correct philosophical beliefs. And when it comes to bad things happening, we have to recognize that one of the things that the Torah keeps stressing is that God's hand is in it and God is guiding it, and it's a message for us that we should repent from our ways. Yeah? Do you want to continue another 10 minutes? We'll try to make a run for finishing the chapter, or we'll pause here for today.
How do we do 10 minutes?
We still have Or HaShanim and the Tomer Dvora. Yeah? We'll pause here. Okay.
What did you say in the end? I didn't hear. What did you say?